Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pell Girls Wrestling Team. A really bittersweet end to a special day one here in the class wrestling tournament here in Coralville. And Coach, obviously, I know you'd rather have two girls going into the finals and Serenity still wrestling. They just ran into some really tough competition here to end the day. Two still wrestling on day two, which is still, I know, a special accomplishment. What was it like to watch the girls battle out there, but obviously kind of a tough end to a really good day?
Yeah, I thought they did great. Bittersweet is a word for it. I look at it as mostly sweet because I think we wrestled their tails off. Yeah, would it be nice to get more wins, but I was... like it would be, but I was really happy with the process that we showed out there. And that's what we try to focus on is the effort that we're putting forth, and all these girls wrestled their tails off today, right? Serenity ran into the girl coming into the tournament ranked number one, fell to the backside, and that's how brackets work sometimes. And it's a tough draw, but she didn't back down. And she knew who she was up against going in. And she was moving forward the whole time, working up the whole time, and just a tough match. So really proud of her and her growth this season. Having some tough health stuff last year and ended up a little bit above 500 to where she is, just a couple wins shy of 40 wins on the season and a couple wins at the state tournament. Like, you can't complain about that season at all, right, and that growth. And then Emily's day, we came up a couple points short against an opponent that pinned us twice last year. That's tremendous growth, too. So pretty incredible there, too. Incredible effort that she showed. Having wrestled two full matches today, she hasn't done that all year, right? And so she did that today, and, like, She gave it everything she had the entire time. So proud of the effort on that one. And then same thing with Elaine. She's beaten ranked girls along the way these last couple weeks. Again, she went into this last match knowing she had somebody that just hammers on girls, and she didn't back down. She took a lot of forward pressure into that match and fought off good hard shot for a while there. And so, yeah, there is the bitterness of defeat, and it'll sting, but... it's the effort part is sweet. The process part is sweet. The mindset part was good.
Well, and how the tournament works, the other maybe sweet part, is you still have matches in front of you, a chance to keep making history with two seniors who have established a tremendous level for this program with Elaine and Emily. And I know that when we do our season recap, we may talk more about their contributions, but they have a chance to leave a lasting legacy no matter what they do, but they still have a chance to keep climbing and battling for third.
Yeah, they keep raising the bar in different ways, right? And, I mean, you look at what they did last year and kind of put the program on the map in a sense, right? Like, we existed before that with JC and Elizabeth and having them wrestle down here and everything, and then it gets sanctioned and you get Elizabeth and JC back as kind of our anchors, and then you get Emily and Elaine stepping into the lineup and making a lot of noise and qualifying for state along with Isabella, and winning, each of them won a match here last year, Elaine and Emily. So, I mean, it's been big having them, and you see the years that both of them had, right? And both of them making the quarterfinals, that's new territory. They're both one win away from even newer territory and getting some new decor for their necks and for our walls and all that stuff. So, yeah, setting out tomorrow with the same goals in mind. Just going out and wrestle hard, working on what we've been working on. We'll make some small adjustments tonight and tomorrow during warm-ups, and then we'll stay positive towards ourselves and towards our teammates and towards the people we're wrestling.
Coach Adam Hale, I look forward to our season recap chat and, of course, recapping Friday's action. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Go Dutch.